We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Oh, doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're benched. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprenes.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I did it. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero.
Let's play the ball! Let's play the ball! Yeah!
Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we dive into the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back to more of your phone calls in our next segment. A reminder, we got Scott Miller, national baseball writer, going to join us at about 1:35. We'll get you our Hang a Star play of the day, and we'll get you on to Gwynn and Chris. They'll have you up until 5:40, and then at 5:40, Sam Levitt will have the Padre pregame show. And first pitch tonight, 6:40. Good matchup. Left-hander Julio Urías going for the Dodgers. Got 17 wins on the year, leading the league in ERA right now. Going against our hometown guy, big Joe Musgrove. Checking in with a 3.12 ERA, a 10-7 record. We'll see what gives tonight, starting at 6:40. But right now, we're going to get out to our premier Chevrolet at Carlsbad fan hotline. I know he's very busy, appointments and personal things he has to take care of before he boards that plane tomorrow for Boise State. Ted Leitner joins on our premier Chevrolet Carlsbad fan hotline. Ted, how are we doing today?
We're good, Big John. How's things?
Going well. My scouts told me you were at the ballpark moseying around last night. You are the ambassador of the San Diego Padres.
Yes. Yes, you may call me either Sir, Hall of Famer, Ambassador, or, hey, moron, get over here. Either one is not acceptable. I was there yesterday and able to see the Dodger broadcasters for the first time in a long time, and obviously felt for the first time with me there and the Dodgers there that Vin Scully was not there. That's the first time I had not seen him in my entire lifetime in baseball. It was a pang in my heart. There's no question about that. But to see the rest of the guys, Joe Davis and Rick Monday and Tim Nevert and Eric Harris, San Diego boy, who plays, of course, was an all-star for the Dodgers. So it was all home week. It was really nice. And I do love to go to the ballpark.
Ted, this ball club, and I hope I'm not saying this after the season's over. I still, for me at least, when I look at the level of talent on this team has still not played as good a baseball as I think they're capable of. And I know we're almost to the end of the year, and I'm still saying that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's not a small sample of the fact that they have not hit. It's the old hope is not a way to – you need something more secure, as in do it. do it. And they just haven't. I mean, they just haven't. It's a big sample. It's almost the entire season. But, you know, you get into a short series, and the old cliche about anything can happen in a short series. When you have this kind of pitching, and I mean, Snell was all over the place in the first inning, and then, you know, the pitch count gets up gets them and stuff. But the stuff is just so terrific. And Darvish the same way, and Musgrove. And I really believe people who match up with this Padre team, and I'm not blowing smoke, I don't have to do that, this will be a tough matchup for anybody, you know, in a best of five or a best of seven because of the Padre pitching. And it goes for everybody else, too. You know, if you get hot and your batters get hot at the right time, Soto starts to hit, Manny continues to have a great year and has a great postseason, and with that pitching, you could be a nightmare matchup, and you can go into a couple of different series. You could go deep into playoffs. I believe that all year. I've not seen any reason. You know, it's the old score three or four runs instead of two. That's all. And you could be playing a long time in October. I honestly, honestly believe that.
You know, Ted, you bring up Blake Snell. Last night, you know, the pitch count got out of whack early. He threw 96
sure.
pitches in five innings and one hit and three walks, six strikeouts. But I want to go back to his last start last week against the Cardinals where he struck out 13. That was the best stuff. I mean, I was in the game. I mean, guys weren't even close. And I'm talking about probably three guys in that lineup that are going to be Hall of Famers, Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Albert Pujols. These guys were not even close to hitting him. And that was the best stuff that I had seen since about 2007 out of a Padres starter, a guy you knew very well in Jake Peavy.
There's no question. And that's the kind of stuff. I watch a lot of games right behind home plate. And Darvish's stuff is like, whoop. And Snell when he's on, and I watched the other one. I was not there for that one. I watched it on television. I thought, wow, has this guy got stuff? And you see the best angle, I believe, is from the center field camera, and you see the movement so much better than from behind home plate in the high home camera, as they call it. He's got great stuff. Musgrove is a tough competitor with good stuff. So like I'm saying, I believed in spring training. This starting rotation is the best in Padre history. I still believe that. Better than 84, 96, 98. I honestly believe that. It's still there. And it's healthy. So with that in mind, like I said, three, four runs. Get a couple of guys hot. Get Manny hot. Get Soto hot. And in the postseason, and that's not blowing smoke. The personnel is there. It's all about pitching in the postseason. They have that. Now, if they have good starts, hey, like I said, I'm not taking any speaking engagements in late October. I'm clearing my calendar because I think my boys might have a good, solid chance to keep playing.
You know, I want to ask you about this. Ted Leitner joined us here on 97.3 The Fan. I mean, right now they're sitting in the number two wild card. That means they would go
Correct.
To the East and they'd play either the Mets or the Braves. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I'd rather play
yep.
them because if you're able to beat them, number one, you're getting rid of one of the really good teams in baseball, no matter who it is. But then you'd only have to play the Dodgers three out of five. And I think with our pitching and where the Dodgers are at with their starting pitcher right now, it's good. But it's not the power pitching that we've seen out of them before. I think the Padres, they stack up much better in a three out of five opposed to a four out of seven.
That's a good call. That's a great call, John. I really believe that, too. And you know what, in terms of, the Mets and DeGrom and Scherzer and all that stuff, when they've been healthy this year, which is not through the entire year, it's still not the kind of thing we say, oh, boy, that's right. I go back to 1998 and going to play Randy Johnson and those guys in Houston, and people thinking, oh, man, you got no chance. And then Leywood's hits the home run and yada, yada, yada. And they take that series. Then they're facing the Braves. And they got the three Hall of Famers in Glaber and Smoltz and Maddox. And they beat them in six. So, you know, like I said, that kind of matchup, let the other team worry about the Padre matchup because those teams, like you mentioned, the Mets and Braves, are very, very good. They are not that far away beyond a Darvish and Snell based on Snell's stuff now. Maybe I have false confidence. I don't think so. I hope not. I'm trying to be objective as I possibly can, just looking at the matchups. But you're right. Three out of five versus out of seven, without question. And hitting. Got to hit. Did we say that before? Yeah. Well, we'll say it again.
Hey, last question regarding baseball. Then I want to get over to Aztec football. Jaime Herrin, you've been doing it for 64 years. You did the Padres for 42, and you're in the Padres Hall of Fame. And, you know, I was just saying, I read a nice article yesterday in the local paper on Jaime Herrin. But you know what? I mean, Vin Scully did it for 67. Jaime Herrin has done it for 64. And I'm just not sure this man has necessarily got maybe the national attention he deserved. I mean, he's been a real pillar to that entire organization for all those years.
No question. And I've always thought in all of baseball that two of the classiest guys I ever met and had the privilege to call friend were Vin Scully and Jaime Herrin. And Jaime, who started out, you know, coming from Ecuador, couldn't speak English, and became so eloquent and so good. And early on, he told me, he had an earpiece when he started and had not done baseball. And so all of a sudden, he's listening to Vin Scully in his ear on the English broadcast, and he's saying the exact same thing. He's copying Vin as he learns him and all this stuff and learns broadcasting here in America. And that was his not just mentor, but that's the guy that he parroted to learn how to be. And, hey, you're gonna use somebody as a mentor on the air. Use the best there ever was in Vin Scully. And that's what he did. And it's just been, like I said, the privilege since 1980 when I started with the Padres to know all those broadcasters. And Jaime is right there. And yeah, I saw him yesterday, and I was so pleased that the Padres had honored him like that. And, of course, you know, the Seidlers, he told me, I've known the Seidlers since they were little boys. Mm-hmm. I thought, if Jaime doesn't look his age, he does not. But he's 86, and just to say that they knew Peter and Tom, the Seidlers, when they were little boys, and they were, of course, up in Los Angeles with the O'Malley family owning the Dodgers. And I'm so glad they honored him yesterday. It was wonderful. He really, really appreciated it. And it was classy, classy.
All right, Ted Leitner, let's talk a little Aztec football. I've been to the three home games. You know, I talked to you, you know, before the game or at halftime or both. And you and I are watching the same thing right now. And let's face it, we got to figure out here how the Aztecs can actually throw the ball forward.
This is very true. They first invented that. They called it the forward pass. We don't call it that anymore. that terminology has gone into just pass, but it is the forward pass. And they're struggling. No question about it. They're struggling big time. And I think, you know, the offensive line, without question, you know, they don't have a Nico Siragusa up there. And they've got some guys, you know, like Simmons, who might become one. And they've got a marvelous center in Uliade. But they're young. They're young. And I was hoping that the development would be even faster than the 2015 team, that they thought, whoa, really young in the offensive line. They started 1-3. Then they ran the table because those guys were ready now to play and had learned. I was hoping that would happen in a couple of three games. Clearly it has not, but don't give up. It can happen. And they won't be meeting any Utahs, that type of team, the rest of the season. So going into Mountain West play against Boise, which lost at Texas El Paso, so they'll be ticked. But they're not the Boise State that they were. And to this point, the Aztecs are not what they were last year. But I'm not in a panic. I do. I know that sports fans forget they were 12-2 and only what? Alabama, Cincinnati, and one other team had more wins than the Padres last year. But it's always, what have you done for me last week kind of a thing. And I fully understand that. That's the way fans are. But they haven't forgotten the coach. And I think they need to really utilize Braxton Burmeister more in run situations, not when he has to run for his life because they're not protecting him the way they need to protect him. But he's a weapon. He's very, very fast. And suddenly on that last drive, you know, last Saturday against Toledo, they looked like the Aztec team we've seen for years. And they had established the run. The running numbers were fine. But suddenly he's passing. He looks so much more confident back there at quarterback. And then a couple of times he finds his wide receivers. And that's there. That talent is there. So I would suggest don't panic. Don't go nuts. Don't pull a plug. It's early. And there are no Mountain West teams, in my opinion, including Fresno State, now with quarterback injury, that is so far above the Aztecs that they cannot win a Mountain West championship, which they always say is their number one goal. That is still out there.
You know, Ted, you know, just kind of sitting up in the press box and watching the game. And I watched the Utah game. They got overwhelmed as that game went on, and they lost their quarterback. And Haskell came in for that one series, and Kyle Crum, the true freshman. And, you know, they were trying to get the hell out of there without getting a bunch of guys beat up after a certain point in time. But, you know, last week, you know, Toledo was probably better than I thought they were going to be. I knew they'd be,
sure,
you know, a competent team, but they were better than I think people probably thought, and better than I thought, and they were a good opponent. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'm slowly watching from the Arizona game to the Idaho State game to Utah to where the Aztec defense is right now. They have seven guys coming back. The defense and their linebacking core is really good, and you know that. I think this defense is really making some nice strides. And then you throw in the kicking game. Jack Browning, the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. I mean, let's face it. The Aztecs the last several years have dominated on special teams, either with return guys, and they got another great one in Jordan Bird. But this Jack Browning, he was a big factor in that game. And I think two sides of the ball are getting better, but they've got to get that offense going.
Yeah, Browning has been terrific, and I thought he was even better in the Idaho State game when he didn't win the Special Teams Player of the Week, but he should have. But you're absolutely in looking at what they've done. Here's what scared me. They made Arizona look like, I don't know, Alabama or Oklahoma, yeah. And they're not. They're much improved, Arizona, but they have shown since then that they're not that good at losing Mississippi State and so forth. So what scared me about that game was not losing it, but that the defense did not look like an Aztec defense, did not look like a Kurt Maddox coach defense. Now it does. Now it has. And at times in Utah, but Utah is, like I said, they're not going to see a team that good again. But I thought the defense Saturday against an excellent, excellent. I'll tell you what, that quarterback and those wide receivers, you might, based on where they are right now, you might trade the Aztec wide receivers and overall skilled people for Toledo's. Their problem is they have no – the defense is not like San Diego State. But the way they played starting from the first snap against Toledo, I thought, whoa. Now the defense is there, like you said, with those seven returners and some terrific players. And, yes, they have to get to the quarterback because when they don't, they expose that very, very young secondary, which didn't, you know, even have Patrick McMorris, their best, playing against Toledo. So I think there's a lot of nothing. These, like I said, the players haven't forgotten how to play. Coaches haven't forgotten how to coach it. I would not go crazy, but before, because you have, I believe, the defense is going to be that Aztec defense with that 3-3-5. When they get to the quarterback, and, you know, when you do that, when you blitz like that, like, you know, you're playing man-to-man. And people say, blitz more. Well, you're playing man-to-man with a young secondary, then you're taking a chance. You're taking chances. I have faith with this defense in the Mountain West that the offense will come along. I mean, it wasn't great last year, but it will be better, and I think that with the defense will be enough in this conference.
Yeah, and who knows what to expect out of Boise State. They got beat handily by UTEP last week. They fired their offensive coordinator. They brought Dirk Cutter in to be their new offensive coordinator. Who knows what kind of wrinkles they're going to put in, and they also lost their starting quarterback. Hank Bachmeyer said, I'd had enough, and he's moving on.
His numbers were nowhere near what they were the last couple of years. I mean, this was a four-year starter and really good when they had that whole group of fine quarterbacks for the last few years in the Mountain West, which is why they went up, I think, as a conference from an offensive standpoint at that time. But they replaced him. They replaced him, and he was just a drop-back kind of a guy. This guy can run a dual threat like the guy Finn, who was the quarterback at Toledo, who was absolutely sensational. So for the Aztecs to contain him and win the ball game, that really did, like I said before, gave me a lot of confidence about the defense. But that was a heck of a quarterback, and they demoted him, and he's gone.
Hey, you're going to be gone tomorrow heading up there to Boise. Safe travels. Bring home a winner, will you?
Yeah, and the best part, John, is that beyond the win, in addition to that, that's one. 1A is 73 degrees. 73 degrees
nice.
In Boise. Where that's as cold as I've been for football has been at Boise in my career. And I'm looking forward to a nice summer type of weather at Boise. And though the Aztecs are again underdogs, just like against Toledo, you just got to shut people up by winning ball games. Like you said, just win.
That's right. Hey, safe travels. And I'll definitely see you in the press box for that Hawaii game.
Deal. Thanks, John.
Hey, be well. Ted Leitner, voice of the Padres for 42 years, now continuing on as the voice of the Aztecs for football and basketball. And we'll get Ted on and talk a little basketball. That'll be a lot of fun. There, boy, that basketball team's going to be something special. We appreciate Ted joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get back to more of your phone calls, and we're also going to get back to talking a little bit about tonight's ball game. It's going to be a great matchup. Padres, four games. The magic number is four. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coach John Couture, we're headed to two right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.